month. All of this is very important, and it might be the total motivation behind why you decided to write Satchel, The Life and Times of American Legend. But in fact, I also understand that you're a baseball fan, so you might have competing allegiances. What was the real top motivation to get you to write this book, Larry?
Both were equally important. I think of this as two biographies in one. One is the biography that I wrote as the passionate baseball fan and the passionate, particularly Boston Red Sox fan. And that was the fascination with Satchel Paige as a pitcher. I wanted to understand how he could throw a baseball so accurately that he could set up a matchbook on home plate, walk 60 feet 6 inches back to the pitcher's mound, and throw 9 out of 10 baseballs over that matchbook. And I wanted to see, was he really as great as the great pitchers in my era? The Pedro Martinez and Roger Clemens and Nolan Ryan and Sandy Koufax. So that was half the motivation. The other half was that this is also a biography of Jim Crow. And Jim Crow was the nickname we used for the whole pattern of racial segregation, the 75-year pattern of racial segregation in America. And the Satchel Paige story, given that he was born just as Jim Crow was taking effect, and his whole career mirrored the career of Jim Crow and of segregation in America, it was a biography of Jim Crow buried within a biography of Satchel Paige, and it let my interest in racial history meld with my interest in baseball. And most importantly, I wrote this book for young kids, for kids like my teenagers, who grew up hearing about Jim Crow but not really understanding what it was and never having experienced it. And I know that kids like that sitting down and reading a book on Jim Crow might be a tough sell, but reading a book on a great baseball player that happened to have the other history buried within it was a likelier proposition.